pretty much this picture from Mark's talk last month. Good. What we have, we remember, we had man's way and we had God's way. What do we get when we go man's way? Each and every one of us on a daily basis, somewhere along the line, kind of face those crossroads. We have to make a choice. We all don't stay in a dark room. We get out in life, and we need to make those choices. So what do we get when we go man's way? Do we get comfort? Do we get peace? Do we get joy? Do we get blessings? And I would say, really, yes, we do. We get joy from each other. We get comfort from each other. But the question is, do they last? Are they eternal? What do we get when we follow God's way? Do we get comfort in God's way? Do we get peace? Do we get joy? And do we find those blessings? Yes, we do. And they are everlasting. How about love? Do we get love when we follow God's way? How about happiness? You know, the secret to happiness is prayerfully counting your blessings while offering thanks to God. You know, when we're having a bad day, how many of us just take a few minutes and start thanking God for all the blessings that He's given us? And don't you find when we do that, that all of a sudden we start turning our thoughts not to those sad things we were thinking about, but to the happy things that are in our lives? Going to God and thanking Him for those blessings make us happy. But of course, we don't want to forget that when we're having a bad day, I would hope that we would all still be thanking God for heaven, for having the good day and having those blessings that He gives us, even when things are going well. And I think sometimes we don't do enough of that. When things are going really well, we kind of think life is just an easy street, and we don't really remember that God has been there for us and is helping us along the way. You know, the Lord commands us to rejoice all the time. Paul says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." And that's found over in Philippians 3 and verse 1. And later in the same epistle, he says again, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." Philippians 4 and 4. God wants you to be a happy, He wants us to be a happy, rejoicing person. Although you'll suffer as a Christian, and life isn't going to be always perfect. And over in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 12, it says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." So we just need to remember that God wants us to rejoice. The key to rejoicing all the time is praying all the time. Paul communicates this principle to the Thessalonians when he tells them to rejoice always and pray without ceasing over in the 1 Thessalonian letter, chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. As I said, the first step to rejoicing is praying all the time, constantly talking to God throughout our day. Sometimes you may pause to pray a formal prayer. It's where you're quiet, alone. You know, we pray about our lives. We pray about the blessings we have. We pray about our health and our family and friends and those things round about us. It's a thoughtful prayer. It's a time-consuming prayer. One that takes our time, our effort, our thoughts, and our thankfulness that we have a God and Father. And then there's other times that we may just talk to God in single sentences while hurriedly moving from one activity to another. Like we're thanking Him for today. We're thanking Him for the blessings. We thank Him for getting us from point A to point B. We thank Him for our health today. We thank Him for getting up. And that brings us to the point of remembering when Don Bassett was here. And he told us how we should begin our day, every day. Remember what he said? When we reach over and shut off the alarm, first thing we think about is we should think about God. But what should we be doing? We should be praying to Him, thanking Him for waking us up today. That's the first blessing of the day that we have, is God has saw fit to give us another day of life to praise Him. We should also pray about everything that bothers us. You know, of course there's going to be things that bother us along the way. We're concerned for our spiritual and physical well-being of others. And we're personally concerned about our jobs and our health and our finances, our families, and on it goes in our personal life. Although it's good to be concerned about the things that affect our lives, we need to make sure that we are not anxious about those things. We're not to have undue worldly cares about the things of our lives. We can't let those worldly cares control us during the day. And this is accomplished, as Paul tells us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. But not only Paul tells us that, Peter communicates these things in a different manner. He says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. God wants us to pray about things that bother us, but He also wants us to deal with these things in a manner that is befitting of a Christian who places their trust in Him. We continually pray about the things that bother us, entrusting them in God's hands, depending on Him. If we're going God's way, we are depending on Him and putting our trust in Him. Like Jesus, who suffered for you, leaving you an example when He was treated harshly and He was crucified, it says that He entrusted Himself to Him who judges righteously. And that's found over in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse 23. If you prayerfully entrust yourself to God, you'll rejoice by experiencing the difficulties of life. You know, as we communicate with God, we need to make a large part of our prayer a giving of thanks. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's what Paul said over in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Not only can we incorporate thanksgiving into our prayers as we express our desires and concern, but when we offer up those prayers, we can offer up prayers of just thanksgiving. The things that we are thankful for and the blessings that God has provided for us in our life. You know, when we are going through our day, especially when things are going right, we should constantly be offering up one-sentence prayers to God. Just think about how many times we could pray and thank God during the day. Do we take those opportunities? Do we thank God every opportunity that we have as we think about the blessings that we get? And then again, it's the same thing on a bad day. Just because we're having a bad day doesn't mean we forget about God. We should thank God several times a day, even during those bad days, just because of the great life that He has given us and the blessings that we have in Him. Prayerfully casting your cares on God while offering thanks for your blessings results in a happy and joyful life. You will rejoice in the Lord. We're going to sing an invitation song here, song number 392. The song's title is Count Your Blessings. You know, if it was me, I would have entitled it a little different. I would have added a word to that. And that is, count your many blessings. I'd like to ask that you pay close attention to the words of this song, especially verse 2, which talks about happiness and our rejoicing when we follow God, when we come to those crossroads and we pick God's way. Verse 2 says, are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Joyful, happiness, and in the comfort knowing that God is there to care for you. I encourage you to count your blessings, specifically one by one. I know that that would take a lot of time. At least I think for me it would take a lot of times. I'm very blessed. It helps us to focus on the good things and put the bad things in proper perspective. If you've not counted your blessings lately, you need to try it. As Larry said today, the prayer and counting your blessings, it really works. You'll feel better, you'll trust God more, you'll be happier, and you'll rejoice in the Lord. We close every service with an invitation inviting anyone who has a need, especially prayers of the congregation, of comfort, of help in any way, or if it is time that you have decided that it is time to join the Lord's body. That opportunity is now. And we invite you to come if we can help you in any way as together we stand and sing.